We've seen that when one coup is tolerated, then it opens the door for other coups, and it sends a signal to military actors who may have visions of becoming head of state that this is a viable means of seizing power. And so it's important to close that door and to signal very clearly that that is not an option. It's not legitimate. It's not going to be validated. It's not going to be recognized within Africa and by the international community. Now, getting to that place is a challenge. How do you ensure that people who are authorized to bear arms don't then use that power to seize power for themselves? And, this is why there's such an emphasis on civil-military relations and really instituting those norms. It really underscores the importance of military professionalism. The other part of what we've seen and why we've seen the increase in coups in Africa has been there's a growing politicization of militaries. Once that politicization process has begun, then the military actors don't see the barrier. They don't see the dark line between what a military, an apolitical military does and what political actors do. And so they're more prone to engaging in politics and more susceptible to engaging in coups. And I think it's notable that in nearly all the coups that we have seen, they've come from, special forces or presidential guards. So these are elite units within the militaries that have been more subject to that politicization process.
The president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria said African leaders must disincentivize coups and called on all African leaders at all levels to make concerted efforts in respecting the tenets of democracy and the rule of law in order to ensure political stability on the continent. Is there a roadmap to be adopted to achieve this goal?
I think the statement by President Tinubu is very welcomed and important. And along with the recent initiative for the creation of the African Facility for Inclusive Transitions in Africa, it's demonstrating there's a recommitment to leadership on upholding democratic norms on the continent. And I think that leadership has been missing. It's been missing on the continent, it's been missing in the regional economic communities, it's been internationally. I think collectively, democracy proponents have taken their eye off the ball. And I think there has been an expectation that, democracy was on its way. We can focus on our things without realizing that it takes a lot of work and time to build democratic institutions, especially in places that don't have those traditions, and especially in countries that, don't have a lot of resources. And so there are constantly going to be stresses and strains on the political system. So I think the takeaway is that these norms are not self-enforcing. They require individuals, they require governments, they require civil society leaders and other institutions to uphold these norms. Unfortunately, in Africa, there's a history of tolerating extra constitutional seizures of power, and it becomes accepted as a way of succession. And I think that is what needs to be resisted. We've seen the instability that comes from coups and extra constitutional seizures of power. And so I think really President Tinubu's statement and the recent actions from the African Union are a clarion call to, reassert the aspirations of many Africans to strengthen democracy on the continent. And that requires strengthening the institutions and the norms that go with that.